IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Muhsin Naqvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum, welcome to your show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Sayyid Naqvi, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, today's topic, selected by Brother Mahmoud, the producer of this program, is a really interesting question. Where is heaven or the heaven? What to do in order to reach to a level to see your Jannah in this world? I mean, this must be a very difficult task, isn't it?
You see that life or our existence, I mean, the human beings' existence and lives, It is something like graded. It has different levels.
Yes.
You know, sometimes if we are in the lowest level of life in this material and physical life, and we are not able to understand or to realize and perceive anything immaterial, yes, or transcendent. So, of course, in that phase of life or let's say level of life, if you have less pain, so that life is a kind of heavenly life, because you are enjoying your life. And so these kind of people, if they are sure, if they are certain about their own selves that we are living a true life, mm-hmm, and inshallah we'll get, for example, Jannah and the hereafter life,
inshallah,
so our life is also a true life that we were moving just towards that Jannah. So this kind of pleasure, this kind of enjoyment that they have, yes, it makes their lives like a heavenly life. So of course, if you purify yourself,
yes,
if you perfect your soul,
yes,
and of course then you become able to see your position, your status, yes, in this world and unseen things.
Okay.
So yeah, that is achievable.
Then at that time you will not change it with anything,
yeah, of course,
in this materialistic world, because you see the fruits
of, course, yeah,
of your efforts in this,
yeah,
world.
That's not right. Only yourself, maybe the others also, you can
the
see
other
that
people,
you have,
that's
in
right,
what status they are.
Okay, and this has been of course, usually it is done through the akhlaq teachings that we have, an akhlaqi, we,
yeah,
can't say,
right,
circles and the courses that we had all during, we can't say, the history of Islam. And nowadays we could see that different ulama and the scholars all across the world, and especially in the Shiite one, when you get to this, we can't say, irfani or spiritual mystical aspect, which is abide by, we can say, the Sharia,
yeah,
the Shari'iyat, you know. This is what Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Ghazi Tabatabai said, that, you know, the main type of spirituality, spiritual perfection, is in the framework of Shari'iyat,
yeah,
and
course,
religious,
yeah,
we can say, rulings, not out of that. So on that time, as you said, the concept of Jannah is not something which must be reachable, say, in the future. But now you could, yes, see it in your life.
For example, like if I can just give an example of chapter 2 of Quran, mm-hmm, which is chapter Baqarah,
yes,
verse number 174.
Okay.
It's about the hellfire, for example. Like it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, certainly, definitely, those who used to hide what we have revealed, what was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the book, those who used to hide this. وَيَشْتَرُونَ بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا, and he used to buy it. For example, they used to interpret it wrongly. أُولَٰئِكَ مَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِم إِلَّا النَّارِ,
mm-hmm.
You know, whatever they're eating, it is not except the hellfire.
Hellfire, that's right.
You know, they're eating sandwich maybe, a pizza.
Okay.
I don't know anything.
Okay.
But all these things are the hellfire. Even about the riba.
Yes.
The one who's eating the riba, the income, the source of income, if he has it through riba.
Yes.
This is hellfire.
Mm-hmm.
If someone, you know, is basically taking someone's right,
yes,
overruling someone's right,
okay,
it is the hellfire.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, when we look at the examples which are given in the
yes,
the Holy Quran,
the metaphors,
it says about this word that,
yes,
your own actions are the hellfire.
Hellfire.
So
right,
we should not see, yes, because of this material world, because the soul is been attached to this material body,
yes,
we cannot feel it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the soul itself is feeling.
Yes.
Why? The example is, the clear example, if someone wants to test it,
mm-hmm,
is that, you know, whenever we perform a sin, someone performs a sin, yes, or bad deeds, even if it's a habit for it, mm-hmm, he never have a peace inside.
Yes.
There are many people, most of the people who have a lot of money, they're, yes, rich, they do not have peace in their life.
The subconscious pain, you know, yeah, that's right.
On the other hand, okay, we see a person who never had anything, mm-hmm, he may be a beggar, mm-hmm, but he is sleeping with the peace.
Yes.
Where is this peace coming from? This is something which is attached to his soul.
That's right.
So this is for those who are following the material life, who never experienced the, you know, things outside this world, who couldn't, like, you know, there's a question like, how can I purify? How do I know, like, whether I'm purifying myself or not? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or I'm reaching to the level. The one of the reasons is you need to see whether you have a peace or not. Mm-hmm. You have a fear of death or not.
That's
you
right.
know, there are many people who help others who are, for example, giving charity. They never say bad things. They're best in ethics, and, you know, in their ethics, they're good in their, like, religious rituals, and they have a peace.
That's right.
Now, this peace tells us that his soul is in peace. His soul is in paradise. Yes. So these things can be experienced. And the things that we are performing in this world, all of them are, you know, either the things,
okay,
that are related to the hellfire, or they're, okay, something from the paradise. On the other hand, there is a story,
yes,
that once a prophet was talking about the paradise, explaining, yes, people, yes, that, yes, how your deeds becomes the part of paradise. So he said, whenever you say subhanallah, or, mm-hmm, you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, Allah builds or makes a tree in the paradise for you on your name. And one of the companions, he stood up and he said, like, this way I have many gardens, mm-hmm, in the paradise. And Prophet said that, just remember that, be careful that you do not burn it,
okay,
with your other deeds.
That's right.
You know, we perform something.
Okay.
Whenever we perform a good deed,
yes,
there is something which is building in the heaven, in our heaven,
yes,
we can say, in our paradise. But on the other hand, when we perform a bad deed, obviously, it is, we are burning our own actions.
But it's, sometimes this visualization of the Jannah for some of the Muslims especially gets, we can't say, to the extreme, to an extent that all the things are coming in the future and not this world. I mean, I do this and that in order to reach paradise or the heaven or the Jannah in the future. So maybe I forget, for example, the rights of the people, the rights of the neighbors around, the rights of these, the rights of the animals, environment, this and that. I do want to say the visualization of the Jannah becomes only something which is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. And this, I think, has been also criticized,
yes,
by some of the mystics.
Yes, obviously, it is definitely, no, it's in the Islamic text, it's been criticized.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, people think, they think of religion of thawab only, uh-huh, rewards.
Okay.
You know, they perform, our religion, generally people, the Muslim Ummah, for example, you know, generally what they ask from the scholars, they say, like, if I... for example, give an iftar in the month of Ramadan, how much sawab will I have, uh-huh, reward? You know, all our actions are based on the rewards.
Yes.
Whereas reward is something to encourage us.
Or the peace that given you, yeah, spiritually speaking.
The rewards, okay, are the means, uh-huh, of, you know, encouraging people,
yes,
to do. For example, for a kid, if you want to him have a good ethic, you promise him to be good and then you will give him a toy, for example.
For example, okay.
If he does everything for the toys, you will see whenever there is a toy, he's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever there is a promise of toy. But whenever you don't give him a promise of toy, then you see he's becoming
he's
a bad
devoted,
boy.
Yeah.
So basically, okay, he had the wrong perception of this toy.
That's right.
The toy was something to encourage him, to show him that, look, the main theme, the main philosophy is,
okay,
to be good.
That's right.
Same is the case with the Muslim Ummah, unfortunately.
Okay. Yes.
Most of us, we do or we perform things because of thawab or the reward.
That's right.
Not the,
okay,
actual concept and the philosophy of the ibadah or the worship.
Yes. And Sheikh Rouhani, sometimes some of the urafa say that the Jannah is not the final destination of a faithful person. Because when you enter a Jannah, it is not a place of permanence only to relax and enjoy the beautiful life. But understanding the very presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the final destination. So on that side, reaching Jannah might be a very primary station in order to reach that. As Ayatollah Hassan Zadam Ali used to say, if we can say, to be in the end Allah, in the presence of Allah, to be, you have to be Abdullah, to have to be the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I think this is a better understanding out of the concept of Jannah, rather than limiting it to a specific time or place or with this, we can say, specifications. Is it beautiful? Is it green? This and that, you know, streaming rivers or something like that, isn't it?
Of course, one point that I should mention here is that, you know, the difference between a prophet and a scientist or a philosopher is this, that the prophet should address the ordinary people, the public. Among the public, we have different people with different levels of knowledge, understanding, perception, everything. So then the prophet should talk to these different grades of the people, different levels of the people, categories of the people. But the philosopher, for example, just address the very circle, where, let's say, in a scholarly circle, a short number of people, for example, and also the scientists and the professors. So that's why in the Holy Quran, sometimes that visualization that you mentioned is made. This is for those lower kind of level of the people. They have a kind of lower sort of understanding of everything. But if you go deep, and if you perfect yourself, you will have a better understanding, a deepest understanding of the teachings of the Quran, as it is made by the Urafa, by the mystics, by the philosophers, by the interpreters and ulama and muhaddisin and mufassirin. So, of course, taqarrub ila Allah, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the final destination. Yes. It is the thing that we should... I mentioned it in our intentions, whenever we do, for example, some Islamic rituals, we have to have intention.
Yes.
So that intention is taqarrub ila Allah.
Yes.
So, but this taqarrub ila Allah is not something limited, because our soul, our spirit is immaterial. When it is immaterial, it is not limited.
Okay.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beauty
and
existence is not limited. So when we get close to an unlimited source of pleasures, unlimited source of infinite source of, let's say, life, pleasure, knowledge, health, whatever beautiful things.
Yes.
So then there is a kind of endless pleasures.
That's right.
That you go.
Okay.
And that's why we cannot say that it is something that have an stop. No, there's no stop for that. And you will enjoy a kind of infinite sort of life full of pleasures. So this is the reward, the final reward.
And for this goal, we have to put away the superficial look and take a look at the batn, or the very inner depth of the religion. I mean, your salat, your psalm, you know, and your zakat.
The philosophy of that.
Yeah, philosophy of that. I really invite our dear listeners to refer to a very beautiful book by the late Allama Tabatabai called Risalatul Velaya, or Al-Velaya Risala. This is really an outstanding book, according to Ayatollah Jawadi Amali. Maybe this is the best compilation of the late Allama Tabatabai, in which he is talking about the surface level and the inner deep level of the religion and all your, we can say, ibadat, your rituals and your religious rulings, in that with a mystical look and a spiritual look from the tongue of an Allama like Allama Tabatabai. May Allah bless his soul. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi.
You're welcome.
And Shaykh Rouhani, for your presence in the program, Viewpoints, talking about the concept of Jannah according to Islamic theology and ideology. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, also a YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Mistake. deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. 'Cause I don't need anyone.